Show. And we had an informal conversation yesterday about what's coming tomorrow with Black Friday. The onslaught is on its way in a matter of hours, guys. And Tsego is going to eat biryani outside one of the stores. But as soon as he's done with his plate of biryani and soji, he plans to give it up and leave the queue.
Go home.
That
sleep.
Was the plan, right?
Yes. In other words, I want to eat in the company of people. For free.
For free.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is a wonderful Black Friday plan. Some people have serious Black Friday plans. Like, they actually want to buy stuff, you know, at a discount. And we thought we should just bring in an expert to remind you of all the rules around this. Just before you decide, you know, that you are going to perhaps spend a little bit recklessly, or you want to be a little bit more, what shall we say, generous with your expenditure than you normally are. Tamsin Nell is a portfolio manager at Anchor Capital, and she joins us now. Tamsin, hi. Thank you for making yourself available this afternoon. And you've got so many good plans that you have listed on the information you sent us to be able to, essentially educate our listeners on exactly what we should be remembering when it comes to Black Friday shopping. So let's see how many of them we can actually get through. Shopping only because of discounts. I mean, I think many people are going to be doing that tomorrow, Tamsin.
Hi, yes, and thank you for having me. And that is very true that a lot of people will just be shopping because there are discounts. So we as human beings like to think we're incredibly rational, but the truth is we are driven by our emotional behaviors. So there's this thing called herd mentality or mob mentality, and you often see it at, if you don't know, the crazy football fans, or when you're surrounded by people that act in a way that you would not normally act, it becomes easier to act in that way. So if you're standing, for example, at the checkout till and you've got 5 toasters in your basket, you don't feel so bad when the guy next to you has a TV. But is that something that you would do under normal circumstances?
Right.
That's obviously quite a far-fetched example.
Yes,
but just always remember, when you go to the shop, take a shopping list. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to save money if you have things that you need and you want to buy.
Right.
But if you don't have the list and you just go and buy things that you don't actually need. So, for example, if something costs 150 Rand, which you didn't need, and it's on sale for 100 Rand, you're not actually saving 50 Rand. You're wasting 100 Rand.
Yes, yes.
And so just always remember to only spend what you have. Another really, really important thing for us, especially with our very high indebted consumers. I mean, South Africa has a 78% disposable debt-to-income ratio. Don't shop on credit. It becomes far more expensive than what people realize. So average interest rate on a credit card is maybe 20%. And so the saving needs to be kind of more than that, depending on how quickly you're going to pay off your credit card for it to actually be a saving. So that's something that people just really need to take into consideration.
Right. I mean, something you are also saying, though, in regard to credit cards is that one should make use of credit card rewards.
Yes. So if you, for example, Discovery have good programs and you can get points, but then you just need to do really careful calculations. So if you get your rewards back in the rand and you're not paying expensive debt off, then sometimes it can be beneficial.
I want to ask you about this rule of buying essentials and not luxuries. I mean, some people, are not able to afford the luxuries on a day-to-day basis and may say, well, this is one time of the year when they are a little bit more affordable to me. Why shouldn't I splash out on myself a little bit?
And I would agree with that. And so, as I just said a little bit earlier, it is a wonderful opportunity to buy things that you would want. So not everything we buy is a necessity. That's just normal. Not everyone only buys things that they need. So if you have something that you've had your eye on for a while, or you need to do Christmas present shopping or anything like that, it is a good opportunity. But just make sure that you've done your research, that the price you're getting tomorrow is actually a discounted price. So know what it used to cost and what it's going to cost tomorrow, because there have been stories that shops have pushed up their prices for the last month or 2 months to tomorrow, say it's 20% discount, 30% discount, but it's not actually. They inflated the prices ahead of it to then give a discount. So just be careful of that. So I think the biggest thing is be informed and have a plan.
I imagine that because Black Friday, as you mentioned, is so closer to Christmas this year, that many people will be shopping for Christmas now.
Definitely, and it's actually a very interesting. So across the globe, but I actually only have the figures for South Africa, it has become almost as important in the retailers' lives as the Christmas sales. So, for example, any retailer, they normally make most of their sales in December. Normally about 12% of their total annual sales is in December. and Black Friday is about 9.4% last year. So it's very, very close to the Christmas sales that the retailers now make in November, which is very interesting.
You know what is also interesting to me? You've mentioned something, and I've seen lists and lists in lots of articles about saving money on Black Friday, but this is the first one I've seen that I've seen in your list, and it's really quite an interesting one and an important one. You say understand a store's return policies. Not many of us actually pay attention to that, Tamsin.
Not many people do, and often if you think you're going to buy a pair of jeans in three different sizes with the intention of maybe taking it back or returning it, they might say we're not going to return items that were on sale. Or if you're going to buy presents but you're not actually sure if the person is going to need it. So just check that you can return the item if it was on sale, especially a Black Friday sale, and that the warranties are still in place, that it wasn't a demo item, all that kind of thing. Just make sure you know what you're buying and for what price you're buying it.
A last one that, it's quite important, but I want to draw attention to it because I think a lot of people will likely go over budget tomorrow when they see how many things are being discounted. The discipline that requires to set a budget and to stick with it is pretty, I think it falls away quite often during Black Friday.
Yeah, definitely. And it's actually something called initial pain aversion. So it's very difficult to part with your first 100 grand. But then every 10 rand or 50 rand, every increment after the first 100 rand becomes easier and easier to part with. It's an emotional bias that we all have within ourselves. So that is, it's a very normal thing to do, but to just be aware of it, then you can plan around it. And the other thing is just the herd mentality thing again. So when you're in a situation and there's hype, and they've also done all these studies that you get an endorphin rush if you make any shopping purchases.
Oh, wow.
So it is a physical experience in your body,
yes,
which is why people do get so carried away.
Does that apply to online shopping as well, Tamsin?
It will also apply to online shopping. There, you're obviously not as exposed to all the people around you.
Yes.
Unless you're sitting in an office where everyone's online shopping and they go, oh, have you seen this amazing whatever on holiday on the site? And then suddenly you think you need that, but you've actually never seen it before. So just be wary.
All right. Great. Good advice encapsulated in two words to end that interview. Thank you, Tamsin, for your time today. Tamsin Nell is Portfolio Manager at Anchor Capital.